My last one is called We Had a History. Visually like a scene change on old-time radio, the organ crescendo, the announcer selling Ovaltine, then fade up of unrelated music and lines between strangers. Visually, she's Aphrodite in unheard-of clothes, mostly the silken variety, no bra, no shoes. She dances outside my store window, pirouettes, now tangos, a phantom lover tossing her head back, tonguing her vintage red lips. Yes, that sight buries me in its light as the rear of the shop goes back, back in twisted, cavernous ways, past cardboard boxes, then card-playing couples and threesomes seated at tables along concrete in this darkening cafe. A Simon and Garfunkel line comes to mind. Like a photo flash, she dashes across the hallway again and again, door to door, some mad and magic animal, a fox, no, a she-wolf, a she-wolf. She-wolf and Cleopatra are hieroglyphic rhymes on pottery jars, like crow and the cobra, tortoise and the hare. Assuming like my father in his dark hooded cloak, the tuxedoed boss carries a lantern straight out on his arm. Naturally enough, I'm charmed. I'm a charmed slave who reluctantly must climb in the light of a single bare bulb to the food on a several-story-high gray metal frame. So I shake the hand of the brown ancient Australopithecus. The lady in question I know from Wyoming is waiting with a graying hairline. Crossing the street to my ransacked shop, this dusty seagull is not part of my stock. Thank you.